important is form. It's getting the form right.
It's very important. It's very extremely important. And there's a thin line between the right form and the wrong form.
So get your form right.
You have to get your form right. For results, to avoid injuries, one of your most important role as a fitness instructor is to ensure that your client does not get injured. It could result into so many things, a long-term injury. You can lose your license. You can make
you
that...
You can have licenses?
Really. You can spoil the name of that fitness organization. There are so many things. So many. You can get sued.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Secret Behind the Scenes. And today, I mean, first off, I want to say that I'm really proud of myself. Why? Because I started my fitness journey about a year. It's up to a year. I don't think it's up to a year. I think it's like, what, 8 months now, 9 months now. And for me, when I started, I told myself that what I wanted to achieve was consistency. I didn't really have, you know how people say, oh, this is the goal. This is what they want to achieve with this thing. I want to be ripped at this point. I want to lose 20 pounds. I didn't have any reason. I didn't have anything I was trying to achieve. I just knew that I wanted to be consistent. Secondly, I knew I wanted to be a bit more healthy and fit, in the sense that I was tired of shortness of breath and all of those things. I mean, you just run up a fleet of stairs, and then you're panting. I'm like, why? I'm not 30 yet, so why am I feeling like this, right? So that motivated me. Shout out to Ketensha, by the way. I love her so much. She is my Egbo. And she's like, Charles, you can do this. And I said, okay. Anyway, to be honest, after the I had like a workout session with her, and after I did that with her, I was like, nah, I don't think this fitness thing is for, this exercise thing is for me. I wanted to die. Literally, it was so intense. But after that, I'm proud of myself that 9 months down, 8 months down the line, we're still here. And that also informed my guests today in the studio. He is a fitness instructor, and I'm just going to let him introduce himself because I don't know how best I want to introduce him. He's going to tell us his name and all that great stuff, but he is a fitness instructor, does a little bit of that dance and choreo on the side. Hi, nice to meet you.
Thank you
Please
very much.
Introduce yourself to us.
All right, my name is Adetoye Emmanuel,
right.
Also known as Emmy Jax. I'm a fitness instructor, or you say a fitness professional.
A fitness professional. Yeah. My first question is this, Emmy Jax. Why are you guys wicked? My personal trainer is the worst.
Like I always tell my clients, I say, it's not about what you want, it's about what you need.
What you need, yes.
I mean,
it's important.
It's very important.
So, I don't know, it can't just be me, but I don't know if you've noticed that it's almost as though fitness now is a trend. So, I know it's supposed to be a lifestyle.
Yes.
I mean, of course, just, you know, go to the gym, work out, do what you need to do and get out. But now it's almost like it's in fashion. That's the word. It's almost like it's in style. It's in trend. Like if you don't work out, why don't you work out? And how are these people that say these things? They don't do anything at the gym. They go there, take selfies.
For the content.
For the content. They go there, take selfies by the mirror.
Yeah, we see them a lot.
Oh my God. They hang on to the dumbbells for the longest because they're creating content. And you who's there to actually work out, you are waiting. Edge your influencer. Can you drop the dumb barbell? Let me barbell and work out, right? Where do you own your own gym or do you work for one of those gyms?
I don't own my gym.
Okay, yes.
I work for one of the gyms.
Great. And I'm sure you see a lot of these people that I'm talking about.
Right? Yes, a lot.
And you can't really do anything because they paid for subscription.
Yes, they paid. They're using their money.
Just have to indulge them.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about your genesis for a bit. You know, your upbringing and all that great stuff. Why did you decide, because it's a very interesting space to decide to, what's the word, be a professional in or just be an expert in, right? I mean, it's part of health, of course,
yes.
But like being a, I don't know that being a gym instructor or being a fitness expert, you know, is something that is one common to a thing. I'm looking for the best way to put it so it doesn't seem offensive, but I don't know that it's a thing of, you know how back in the day, I think this will make it better, back in the day you tell your parents that it's either, you know, you should be a doctor, engineer, accountant, things like that, but then you come home and say, mom, I want to be an actor. You know how they look at you like you're not serious in life. You understand? I mean, times have changed, obviously, you know. Of course. I mean, then too, when you say you want things like you want to be a musician, they're like, something's wrong with your footballer. Yeah. But now times have changed. But I mean, now you can tell your parents that you want to be a musician or you want to be an actor, and you know, they don't look at you like you're saying rubbish. But I don't know that you can tell your parent that I want to be a fitness instructor. And they look at you the same way. So for you, why did you decide? Was that what you wanted to do, you know, right from the get-go? And if not, why did you decide to do
that? Okay, so let me just tell you a brief history of my own fitness thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always been a choreographer, a dancer, do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So at the point, I wanted to widen my, my dance career.
Right.
So I went into dance fitness.
Oh, dance fitness.
So I went into dance fitness, and then, okay, that way you get to work out and have fun at the same time, dancing. Do you understand? So from there was where the fitness company I'm working with presently, that's where they saw me, and they're like, oh, we love the way you do your thing. You can come and join us. You can be a fitness instructor in our. So I still do my dance fitness. That's the group training. Then I branch into fitness instructor.
Right.
So, do you understand?
Right. So dancer who decided to, you know, do dance fitness.
Yes.
And then life just happened. It's okay, I mean, I could do this whilst I still do that.
Yes.
That's interesting. I love to dance, by the way. But it's wild how I have not joined any dance fitness class. I think
we should try it.
I want to. Around where I live, my gym doesn't have the option, that's one. And then two, around where I live, it's hard. I have to, you know, driving all the way to Lekki, and please, that driving alone is enough. It's enough.
Well, you have to be committed.
I think I'm gonna. I think I will start mid-year. I really want.
You don't totally have to go to a gym before you do dance fitness, unless you want to do it with.
Yes, now with people, now with like an instructor and things like that. I feel like that's the way I'll take it seriously. Don't worry, I can dance at home, right? In my gym, oh my god, people, they know me as a dancing boy, right? I don't do, so when I'm taking my rest, I do active rests and I'm dancing before I go back to my sets, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm always dancing, but I actually just want to be in a dance, like, fitness class
type. You will love it.
I know.
Because it's also a very good form of cardio.
I love cardio.
Yeah, it's a very good form of cardio that won't stress you. Like, okay, it's not like it won't stress you, but you won't feel it.
As much like, as you feel the regular cardio.
Because you are working out and having fun
at the same time.
Do you understand? The music, the moves, and then you are learning too.
Right.
Of course.
Okay. So, as a fitness instructor,
okay,
I know that you guys come across, first of all, I just want to say, take your flowers. No, not take your flowers, take the whole bush. Because I don't know how, I don't like people so much. No, that's a lie. I like people, but like, I like too many people. And I know you guys have to work with a lot of people.
A lot.
And just being a gym attendee, and sometimes certain people come to the gym stinking. Certain people, I don't, like, it's just a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And then in my head, I'm just like, as a gym instructor, a fitness instructor, regardless of how amazing, for lack of a better word, your client smells, you still have to work out with them.
Yeah, you still have to. Well, you don't have to work out with them, but you still have to...
You'll be around them now.
Yes.
If they paid for your service as a personal trainer.
You'll be around them.
How do you... Like, okay, so have you... have you experienced horrible, like...
Yes, I have.
How do you tell like, your client that you're smelling?
Okay, I had one experience one day in a dance class, one lady like that. So I was instructing dance. I noticed that whenever I go to this particular...
Side.
What do I have to do? I have to avoid that particular side at the end of the day.
Have you ever told your client that you're smelling? But not like say like you are smelling, but like in a maybe nice way.
Oh, no.
Like, do you want to check your tampon? Hey, God, I beg. I told somebody.
We do.
I know, but I told somebody at the gym one time. I was like, ah, you know how some ladies can be very, oh my God, please help me, put me through.
Yeah.
And this lady was thinking. I just told her, I can be blunt. I used to be really blunt. Now I'm nicer with my words. Before, I would have said that you're smelling. Go and check yourself. Because I feel like we're all adults. Like, you shouldn't think too much about it. But I mean, people spoke to me and stuff. So I got nicer with my words, right? So I told her, I said, I think you should check your tampon. Because that smell I was perceiving, it cannot be body odor. It has to be something from your inside.
did she get the message?
She got it. No, she did. And she avoided me throughout until I left the gym that day. Because, I mean, that's just bullshit. Okay. So, I have friends who are fitness instructors.
Okay.
And randomly, you know, I mean, guys obviously over drinks and we're just gisting. And I hear the weirdest things.
Okay.
That I never knew that fitness instructors, I won't say go through, but experience in terms of clients, fitness instructor relationship, right? So, I mean, this whole PT situation, so I want you to be my personal trainer. Mm-hmm. And then from there, you then realize that wasn't the goal initially. Maybe this person wanted to be in bed with you, or this person wanted to. So what is the craziest experience you've had as a fitness instructor?
Okay, so let me say this. Funny enough, some of them won't even come directly. They won't come out directly to say that's what they want. But of course, when you're training them, from the things they say sometimes, the funny thing is you don't even have to be their instructor sometimes. For you to guess what, yeah.
You just be a random guy at the gym.
Just be in the gym, they will come.
I mean, of course there is that. No, I know that one. I mean, I work outside, I know that. But I'm just saying, as a fitness instructor now, maybe as your trainer now, as a trainer that you are, what is that one thing, two things, three things that have happened that you were like, what is going on here? That just spoke to you. I mean, maybe something that was said, something that was done, whatever. Okay. Yeah, what's the craziest, weirdest one?
The craziest. There are so many. Let me just say a few that has happened. Okay. A lady has invited me over to her place before. And before she did, she made me realize that she doesn't invite people over. She doesn't talk to people. In fact, she doesn't really talk to people in the gym. She only talks to one person. I sat then. And then she invited me over for what?
Exactly.
And I sat then. I was not even training her. You know what she did?
Mm-mm.
She went to register under me at the front desk without me knowing.
Oh, wow.
So I can't...
Yeah, you can't say no.
I can't say no because she has already paid under me. And I didn't have to go to her place.
Of course. Could, of course. At the gym. Say,
but we have to talk regardless. We have to talk more. She has to...
Tell you what she wants.
Yes. And then more attention, of course.
So the best place to have this meeting was at her house, according to her. Did you go?
No, I didn't.
Oh, wow. What else? Give me on that. Tell me on that one.
All right. So I've had a case of a lady telling me one of her friend is crushing.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I knew he was not. He's not your friend. Just tell me. Just tell me who.
You told her that?
Yeah, I told her.
That is not her friend.
Yeah, I know. Because I've seen her. I mean, there's been green lights.
Right.
You get.
Yeah.
So just tell me, are you sure he's your friend? Yes, he's my friend. Are you serious? Yes. So she just turned everything to... she just turned everything to play, but of course, you I know that. I got the message.
Me, I'm all for shoot your shot, so shall me. I don't care. I'm actually all for.
Okay,
if
so
you like somebody
so
say it.
So, I think we fitness instructor, what we used to avoid is to have anything. If you have something with anybody, not your client, specifically,
right, not your own client.
Yes, not your. It can be your friend's client. It can be your colleague's client. I'm not saying they do it. We do.
We know these things. We do.
But the best thing to avoid is
your own client.
Yes.
Why?
Your own client. Because you lose money.
You lose money.
Yes.
Why will you lose money?
Because they are paying you.
They are paying you.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you losing money? They're paying you. I don't understand.
I mean, you can't have something with a client.
Mm-hmm.
Your client is a lady.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Oh, I get it. They become territorial.
Yes, see, finish.
All of those
jealous,
things.
Jealous, they're this, they're that.
And then any other lady who you're working with.
And when you're training them, it's just them.
Yeah,
you
can't do all those things. They become your wives.
But if they're not your client, they understand that, okay,
you have other people that you need to deal with.
That's, get.
Yeah, that's. Are you sure you're not speaking from a place of experience? Because you sound like you. But okay, let's move on real quick. So for you as an instructor, what I know that you are supposed to handle, I don't know how your gym works, but the gym where I work out. Okay. So every instructor has their days where they do. So for example, at my gym on Mondays we do the general classes are like HIIT. On Tuesday I think it's abs, general ab class. On Wednesday we have aerobics. On Thursday I think we have aerobics as well. Or is it abs again? Then Friday is general leg day.
Okay.
Right. And the instructors rotated. So maybe this person takes, we have five instructors at my gym. So on this Monday might be this person, next Monday might be that person, and you know, and everybody does everything. But I know that instructors have like their favorite things to do in terms of workout. So what is your favorite thing? Are you more of a cardio person or?
Yeah, cardio, because I do dance fitness. So I take the Afro dance fitness.
Cool. So you like cardio? I love cardio.
That's it. So it's more like the cardio.
I love cardio. Right now, I'm like the cardio champion.
The one I like, that's for group training.
Yeah, group training.
But when it comes to training myself,
mm-hmm.
I love upper body workouts.
Really?
Yeah.
So let me tell you a secret. Let me tell you something that everybody finds weird at my gym. So last year, December, we had like this group thing, pop gym thing. I didn't want to go, but okay. They forced me. I came out. And they were asking everybody, oh, so what's your favorite, you know, like this, what you just said, what's your favorite thing to work on? And, you know, a lot of guys, oh, upper body, arms, lower arms. Where do you reach my tongue? That's what I said.
Lower body.
I said legs. And then button like this.
Of course.
But I'm like, that's honestly, and I think it's because, even at the gym, right now everybody calls me, after that day, everybody started calling me Stallion. And I think it's just because, I mean, I feel all the pain and everything,
mm-hmm.
but it's, the reason is because it's easier for me. Honestly, that's the only reason. So when I do chest, I do all those things. I do the fatigue I feel and the pain. I'm of course you feel pain generally,
yes,
right?
Yes, of course.
But brah, it's what's the word? Unbearable is not a word. It's just I don't like it.
And do you really work out to your leg shakes?
Yes, that's today. I did legs today. Like, you know when you can't feel, that's how I know that I'm done. Like, I can't feel my knees and my thighs.
So, from experience, I think people that like doing legs are the ones that their upper body is not balanced with their lower body. So, they have to
balance it.
They don't have choice.
But look at me, I'm big everywhere, but I still don't.
But naturally, legs?
Yeah, I know. This is the reaction I got. See, you're judging me now.
I'm not judging
you. This is the reaction I got too when I said,
I'm just wondering.
I love to do. I don't know. I can't answer. I can't say this is. The reason I gave you is the reason. I don't know what else.
Okay.
Once, and that's because I came into the gym as a rookie. I have never worked out in my life. Up and until
so before,
9 months ago.
Before you walked into the gym, did you have a body goal?
He's now the interviewer and I'm the interviewer. So I did not have a body goal.
Okay.
I didn't even think, I didn't want to be at the gym.
Oh.
Because I didn't like it from what I used to see, right? But everybody, again, peer pressure. So it looks cool. First of all, I love fashion. So I loved the gym fits. I thought it was really nice. And you know, they took all these really nice pictures.
Okay.
So that was my first attraction. But I was like, how will I go to this? Wake up in the morning, do all this stuff here, and I'll go. I don't want to carry anything. It doesn't make any sense for me. It's stupid, right? I said, okay, let me just follow my friend and go for the first time in my life. And I'm not joking. That's the first time I ever walked into a gym to say I wanted to do anything. I'd walked into gyms, obviously, but never to work out. I said, okay, follow my friend. Attention in that gym. That is that video. And she said she wanted us to record it so that I would always remember. That video is on my Instagram page still now. If it was based on that day, I would never enter the
that
gym.
That was the first day.
That was my first time. Oh. They finished my life. And I was shocked. I was shocked that I had the threshold I had. So I was in pain. I was, you know, it was unbearable. I was fatigued. But I didn't want to stop. I liked the adrenaline.
They probably overworked you too.
They did. So he was treating me as he was treating her. This woman has worked out all her life. And I kept shouting, but he wasn't listening.
That's dangerous.
And she was like, don't listen to him. He was going to do it. And of course, I'm with her.
I'm surprised you still go to the gym after that experience.
It still shocks me too. And I'm proud of myself.
It's good. It's very good.
I think I liked the feeling I got. Okay. So I liked the adrenaline rush. Okay, I thought I liked to dance, right? I liked how I felt afterwards. I felt really, I liked the sweat. I liked the air, you know. I just liked how I felt. I was like, okay, it's not like the kind of pain that would last forever, mm-hmm. right? After a few hours, you're probably good to get, except legs where you're still in pain 1 week after. But, you know, I liked it. So I was like, you can start small. And start small 9 months after. Mm. We are still there.
It's very good.
It's annoying. Bringing me to my next question.
Okay.
Why is it that, and I want you to speak from a place of expertise. So why is it that the body sort of like, let's say morphs or metamorphs or changes? So my point is this. I remember my size and all of that when I started. And almost instantly, like 2-3 months down the line, because I was really going hard and I was enjoying it, mm-hmm. I really dropped a lot of weight. Like I was quite impressed with myself. Very okay. visible weight, do you understand? And everybody was, okay, this is what Charles, oh wow. And I'm saying nothing changed. Bro, Emmanuel, nothing changed. On the fourth month, I felt I was adding weight. Okay. Right? And I don't deceive myself, I know when I'm adding on weight or losing weight. I felt like I was adding weight. And it was weird. Because I wasn't eating more, it was just the same yes. thing. And I was really, I liked the accolades I was getting, so I tried to stay, keep to it. But I felt like I was out in weight. And then, you know, somebody was my cousin. She ran up and said, Charles, are you adding weight? I'm like, I just knew something was wrong, right? But nothing changed.
Okay.
And I said, okay, you know what? Maybe it's a phase, whatever. I don't know what's happening because I don't feel like, you know, but it's okay. And 1 month passed and the weight dropped again mm-hmm. and even went lower than before. And then after 2 months, and so I'm just like, what is wrong with my body? I saw a doctor, that's how crazy, that's how weird I was feeling. So is that like, is that normal?
So the thing is, we have different bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it's very important to not just go to the gym, to read about it, to know how it works.
Mm.
Like I do tell my clients, I tell them, you are what you eat, not even the gym you come to.
True that.
You get.
Very important.
So now, that period of time, were you also resting well?
No, I'm always working, to be honest. I don't really rest like that.
You get. So, if you are eating right, you have to rest very well. Because when you rest is when you see the result most of the time.
Right.
You can't take away the rest.
Mm.
So, the rest is very important. The meal is very important. Then you complement it with the gym.
Right.
See those three things? Mm-hmm. They have to be 100 or 0.
Mm.
You get. So it might be that you were lacking in one, then you were doing the other two, or you were lacking in two, you were doing one. Do you understand?
Mm.
Your body will react to it.
My body was a mess at some points.
And also there's some other minor factors like eating late, eating while lying down, do you drink enough water?
Does eating late really affect? Does really eating actually make you add weight? So the reason I'm asking is cause. So personally, I eat one meal a day, and that's because I know my body type. People like us, we just need to smell food and then we add weight. So when you know that, when you have that at the back of your mind, you know that okay, I can't afford to eat like every other person eats, right? So I do one meal a day. And again, what? I've never been a breakfast guy.
But what's the content of that one meal?
It's the regular, I'm telling you, honestly speaking, it's regular portions. Like you have your spaghetti or I love pasta. I'm sorry, I hate rice. This is weird. I don't eat rice. And I get that look all the time when I say, I don't eat bread. I hate those things.
Okay.
But I love pasta. I love beans. So those are the things I really eat, beans and pasta. So I typically will alternate those things, right? And okay. then any protein of my choice, to be honest. I love plantains. Oh my God, I can die for dodo. That's, you know, the thing.
Fried.
Yeah, fried. Well, I don't know how you bring the plantain. Fried, boiled, roasted. Anyhow, as far as the plantain, I'm going to eat it.
You see now.
But wait, hold on. I'm asking because why I think late night eating is not really a thing. This, and I might be wrong.
Okay.
I don't know. It's because, so someone like me who eats one meal a day, sometimes I don't care for breakfast. I don't really care for lunch. Where you catch me eating is from the hours of like 4, 5, 6. If I don't eat at that time, maybe 7.
So pause before you continue. Yeah. Breakfast is the most important.
I know, I've been told that a lot.
Continue.
But like, I don't. How do you just wake up in the morning after eating food? I feel like it's weird.
It doesn't have to be something heavy.
Yeah, even if...
Oats.
Why are you eating oats? Oats are boring. Who eats oats? People eat oats?
Depends on the way you prepare it.
I don't like oats.
Maybe you've not, like, you're not really
like eating, putting anything that is called food in my mouth in the morning just feels weird.
So that's the way you train your body. You're not like that.
Yeah, I know.
So if you train your body,
my mother will be so disappointed in me. This is not how she trained me.
Yeah, if you train your body, you see. Yeah. So if you train your body to get used to it back, fine. At first, you might not, but your body will get used to it. The same way,
just be heavy in the morning.
Yes,
why?
The same way your body got used to going to the gym constantly, despite the pain and everything. Yeah. So if you make your body to do that breakfast thing.
So breakfast is really important.
It's very important.
Why is it important? It's not food.
It is food.
Why is it that particular one important?
So you tell me that you wake up in the morning, you do all your activities, and then your body, before you do, before you get stressed, like you said you're always busy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So before you do all your busy thing, you mean you've not. So what is your body working? What
the
is
one that we ate the night before? That's what I'm telling you. That I feel like that
so
late
now,
night food
so
thing
now
is not
this is how you're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to eat late, so that at least to a reasonable extent, the your body has digested the one you ate.
Hey, so my brother, that you're very good. That's for people that eat breakfast now, because if you eat late,
so that's why the breakfast is important. Because as a fitness instructor, I will tell you, you don't have to eat late. So when you don't eat late, obviously the
you
one
will
you
eat breakfast, has
so
digested.
You would, your body would need it.
Okay, now you're speaking to me that always eat breakfast.
Do you get why?
I get why.
So when I say breakfast is the most important meal of the day, it's not for people that eat late. For serious people.
wow, so that was serious. But wait now. Okay. That's what you mean when you say breakfast is the most important meal for the day.
Okay.
Some people that eat late, and I get it. But for people like us that sometimes we eat like 8, 7, 8, 9-ish. I can't eat by 10 o'clock. I'm not mad. But 7, 8, 9-ish, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't eat breakfast. That food is not the food that will carry for 24 hours. That's the way I calculate it. I'm sorry.
Yes, but your body.
Your body what?
So let me tell you something. The same way your brain, the same way you're aware of day, morning, afternoon, evening, the same way unconsciously your body too is aware.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to be active during the day and doing what during the night. So imagine you are resting and your system, your digestive system is working while you're supposed to be resting.
Mm.
Okay. Are you not stressing it?
I'm stressing it, but it's
so
work.
What happens?
It's work.
It
will
react.
How will you react? By that making you add weight.
You can add weight.
You can
sometimes
have like bad guts and things.
Sometimes you could add stomach fat.
Belly
fat. So many things. Your body will react.
I'm still not convinced about this late night eating thing. I'm still,
and then when you
I spoke to my doctor. My doctor was speaking parables like this. I'm not convinced.
So when you eat late night, let me ask you, when you eat late night, are you awake?
My late night is like 9 o'clock or top.
Are you awake all through the night when you eat?
So I suffer insomnia. So like I literally have to set an alarm to remind myself to sleep. And my alarm is for 10:30. But even though I don't sleep by 10:30.
So I have clients they work over the night.
No, I don't. I'm not that
so
guy.
So when they are working over the night, they'll be like, at least can I eat something? Yes, you can. There are snacks that you can take.
What kind of snacks? Fiber. Like
coconut protein
chips.
Snacks and all those. But not eat your normal ration of eba or amala.
Of course not. Are you a witch? I eat not eba by 2 a.m. What's wrong with you?
Oh, trust me, people do.
I know. My brother does.
Wake up to go and cook it.
That's
and
my brother.
Go back to bed.
That's my brother. My brother wakes up by 2 a.m. to cook beans. He'll eat it and go back to bed by 4 a.m.
Yes.
So you're a witch. And if you see him, he looks like he's not eating anything. He looks sick. I love you. You know I love you. It's just by the way. But that's great information. I'll try to start breakfast. I'm not going
to
promise you that because I've tried so many times.
You have to be very intentional about it.
It's disgusting.
And you will like it.
I don't think I will.
You will. Because the way your body will function is different from...
So let me tell you, I've tried like 2-3 occasions, right?
Two is not
in
enough for your body
times.
To get used to it.
And that's even in recent times. And it just felt...
Why not start with 2 weeks?
Consistently eating breakfast for 2 weeks. I'm going to feel useless for the rest of the day.
No, you won't.
That first time I tried it, I took parfait. Okay. Bruh, I wanted to sleep the whole day. I just felt used. I'm like, what is this? The second time, I think I had, was it beans or was it porridge? I can't remember. I think it was potato porridge or something
funny like that. Maybe you went heavy.
No, it was. So, I mean, beans is heavy food, child. Potato, but then it was like really tiny portions. Because first of all, it's weird. So I wasn't going to load my body with food, right? See.
Well, how about you do veggies?
So uncomfortable. What sort of veggies? Like regular fruits? Like just your pineapples, your apples, your things like that? Maybe I'll try fruit.
Or salad.
No.
Salad is very good too.
Mm. Yeah. In the morning.
For people that don't want to eat.
You now go out your mouth and be spending on food early in the morning. Why are you eating in the morning? Because your mates start.
Because
all people have work. See, you just sit down and be eating food in the morning by 6 a.m.
As I said earlier, it's not about what you want, it's about what you need.
So my body needs breakfast.
Yes, very important. Even down your lunch. And
but then for some people like us, I hold that eat once a day. That means that if we eat breakfast, we eat again for the whole day.
You will.
No, me, I will not though.
You will.
Yeah. Yeah, you but that's the thing. I cannot eat 2 times a day.
Because you've done a lot of activities and your body.
Yes. But does smoothie pass as breakfast?
Yeah.
It does.
But it depends on the content. So.
What's good? What's good smoothie for breakfast? What's the content of good smoothie for breakfast?
I'm not a banana.
Okay, no nutritionist.
I'm a fitness trainer, but when I see the list, I can like tell you, okay, this one is good.
If it's smoothie, no problem. I can be doing smoothie breakfast.
Yes, it's fine.
Okay.
So why you take it in the morning and?
And that's morning food.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, listen. This breakfast thing is just. I'm just old school like that. I don't think that breakfast. I don't know. Okay. Anyways. So for you as a fitness instructor, what is the what is the goal, right? Do you hope to, because I mean, for everybody who has a career, they want to advance, they okay. want to maybe cross the next threshold of their career, whatever that threshold might be. So for you, what is the dream as a fitness instructor?
Yeah, for the fitness part of my career,
mm-hmm.
I really want to have a gym too.
Okay,
but not the regular gym.
What type of gym? Dance fitness gym?
Yeah, more of group trainings. Do you understand?
Mm.
Because you see that people, the truth about fitness instructor and your clients is that your clients, most of the clients that wants to do one-on-one is probably because of their health, or because it's extremely very important for them. But the ones that just want to maintain their body or are trying to increase or something, you see them more at the group classes.
Yes.
Do you understand? Like so, yeah. So the group classes, I think, more interesting.
Yes, I like
sometimes. In fact, in most cases.
They're always interesting. Yeah,
depending on the instructor, though.
Yeah. So and the people. I personally like watching people make a mess of themselves.
So the group class is. So a group class kind of gym. Gyms.
Yeah, great. That's gyms. Like the big dream.
Yes.
What do you want to call it? I mean.
Well, it should be a studio anyways.
Okay.
Or Jack's Fit or something.
Interesting. I like that. I like you know, that. There's a certain funk to the name Jack's Fit.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. How important, because every time I'm working out, my instructor, again, you are the worst, just so you know. By worst, I mean, you know your job, but you're wicked. He keeps screaming about form.
Mm.
And in fact, it took me 3 months to... And personal study to now like, okay, so what is, because he's always correcting, and I feel funny when you always correct. I feel like, Charles, you're not that stupid, like, guy, get this thing, right? So my own, I did like research on like, so I love to do like a leg day, right? I did my research, I love cardio, I did my research, all of those things that he would basically tell me to do, that, and he would always scream about the form. I like to make videos too when I'm at the gym,
okay.
Not just because I don't create fitness content, but so I could watch back and know what the wrong form is and maybe correct it. So I did all of my personal research and then I found, okay, this is the correct form for this. And then the constant practice and doing it, you just know the correct form, right? So I know, but for people who are watching, how important is form? Is getting the form right when it comes to
working? So before I tell you how important it is, have you seen, there was a training video one time of compilation of different injuries in the gym. Have you seen it?
I've seen a couple on YouTube.
Yeah. Yes. If you have, you won't complain when your instructor is correcting your form. Yeah. And one of your most important role as a fitness instructor is to ensure that your client does not get injured. It could result into so many things. Your clients can lose, can get injured, like a long-term injury. You can lose your license. You can make
you
that.
You have licenses?
Really?
You can make. I didn't make know that. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
Okay.
Yes. You can make the. You can spoil the name of that fitness organization. Mm. There are so many things. So many. You can get sued.
Mm.
You get.
If you, yeah, I will sue my PT if I get injured.
You see?
Yes, I will.
And now you say
you're not supposed to. I'm not supposed to get it on your watch.
You get. And lower body. Imagine doing heavy leg press.
Oh my God.
And then you are
locking
your knees. Do you know how it feels if a fitness instructor is watching you and then you are locking? Guy!
But my own has literally punched me. What is wrong with you?
It used to enter our body because we know the risk in it. Yeah, it's dangerous. Knees, it can just break inside. Yeah. Do you get? Yeah. So that form is very important. It's very extremely important. And also, there's a very thin line between the right form and the wrong form.
Yes, there is.
So if you come to the gym and you are doing the wrong form, 6 months, 1 year, you can't see anything. Even if you see, it won't be...
You won't see right.
Yeah, it won't be like those doing the right form.
Oh, you won't see the...
results, yes.
Got you.
Yes, it's very important. And there's a thin line between the right form and the wrong form.
So get your form right.
You have to get your form right. For results, to avoid injuries, you have to get your form right.
All right.
And I think those two reasons are...
Yeah, the major reasons. Yes. All right, guys. I mean, listen, we could go on. I enjoy fitness conversations, so we could go on and on. But I think at this point, we just say, yeah, it's a day. But before we let you go, what's your handle in case someone wants you to be there? That's not China.
Okay, my handle is Emmyjax. Emmyjax.
And he's available to work. So
Emmyjax, yes.
You want a personal trainer that knows what he's doing. Reach out.
You would
love it. And thank you for coming.
Thank you.
This was a conversation I think I needed. Even though I have it almost every other time, to everybody who I know that's a gym rat. But yeah, that's just because I'm interested.
I hope with our conversation today you adjust some things.
Your breakfast. Which meal plan? I should not be eating plantain. You are a joker, dear. I don't eat rice.
You should do more boiled plantain than fried.
Why?
Fried
is amazing.
Calorie.
Well, it's born it in cardio. If you do one, two days of cardio, that calorie has gone.
So the essence of cardio, that's the point. The essence of cardio is not to add calorie and go out
it's
and...
To what? It's to increase your endurance. I've heard this thing before. To increase your endurance and make your heart pump. Hello. But you do burn fat, I bet you say yes. Thank you very much. That's the only... Okay, I said pasta.
Pasta.
Pasta is great food.
It is, but pasta is for people that are trying to bulk. I'll add pasta to your meal plan if you are bulking, other than losing.
Then if you're losing, then you take out pasta.
I'll add more pasta.
So if what would you advise me to take if I want to lose weight, not bulk? Just beans.
No, not just soup. Veggies, proteins, fruits.
So I'll just stop eating dodo. So in this life now,
you won't stop eating dodo. You just eat it fried.
I'll be eating it boiled. That's no dodo now. That's no dodo. Dodo is that diced one. This will fry. It's brown. That's dodo. I'll not eat that thing again. It's not possible.
You have to be intentional about it.
My brother, the intention that I am.
I do tell people this. You can just start by reducing it.
Now you're talking.
See. It is what you give your body that it takes. You are aware of these things. You know the right thing, right? So give your. It's not easy. We are not saying it's not easy.
We live in Nigeria. Come on.
We are not saying it's easy, it's but you have to.
Yeah. No, I know that if I decide to, I can. I mean, I told myself I wasn't going to ever eat bread
and then probably and rice again. Oats will not be your best food.
Never. No, you see, that one is never going to happen because I don't know. Never. Listen, guys, we're done. Thank you. See ya.